We've got a problem. Annie found out she was adopted.
Roger Spellman sounded nervous as he relayed the information to the man who had handled their adoption.
So, I'm assuming you made up a story?
He clutched the phone in one hand and rubbed the top of his head with the other, while he waited for Roger to respond. Over the years, his hair had thinned. He was getting too old to dodge obstacles. Most ties to his past had been severed, and he'd started over fresh. Apparently, he'd left a few loose ends, and by the sound of it, they were starting to unravel.
Of course I did. I told her that her biological parents were killed in a car accident.
Roger paused.
She wants to find out if she has any distant relatives. I told her if she did have family left, she would have gone to them instead of being put up for adoption. But she insists on looking anyway.
Then it appears you have a problem. We can't have her snooping around asking questions about the agency or her biological family.
But you closed the agency,
Roger insisted.
I'm sure she won't get far in her pursuit. I just thought you should know.
I'm glad you told me.
That way he could take care of something before it became a problem, namely, a nosy little girl.
But Roger...
Yes?
If she gets too close, we have to eliminate the threat.
He leaned forward in his chair. His fingers drummed methodically on the desk as he contemplated how to alleviate his problem. The last thing he wanted was to spend his retirement in prison.
You wouldn't?
Roger's voice quivered. It didn't do for anyone to underestimate him.
I would.
Annie Spellman tapped her French manicured nails along the rim of the steering wheel of her rental car while she waited for Child Rescue to open. She'd called numerous other agencies for help, and two of them had suggested she try this place. From what she'd been able to gather on her own, the adoption agency had been in Missouri, but there didn't appear to be any current information on them. Coming here seemed the most logical choice, and she wasn't about to let someone hang up on her, or tell them they couldn't help her. If need be, she'd guilt them with the fact that she'd had to fly here and rent a car just to make sure she could talk to somebody. They had to help her. Another glance at her watch revealed 5 minutes remained. She felt like a kid waiting for the toy store to open. She enjoyed the gentle breeze blowing through her open window. Back home, in the part of California she lived in, mornings were usually chilly, not like the afternoon when you sought the comfort of an air conditioner. When she arrived at the hotel last night, she'd wanted to go for a walk and waited for the evening to cool down, but it never did. The weather in Missouri was different than back home. If she'd come in the winter instead of the fall, she could have at least seen some snow. She'd only seen snow when she went on a ski trip her senior year. A red Avenger pulled up in front of her, and all thoughts about the weather and growing humidity faded away. The driver's side door opened, and a tall, handsome man with shoulders that looked broad enough to carry the weight of the world climbed out of the car. While his stride exuded an air of self-confidence, his frown belied a hint of weariness. He ran a hand through his rumpled brown hair as he headed around to the passenger side and opened the door for the other person. Annie wondered if they were a couple who'd lost a child, until a woman well beyond childbearing years, wielding an attitude and sporting a cane between gnarled white fingers, climbed out of the vehicle. When he tried to help the woman, she pushed him away. As the woman lifted her cane and jabbed it toward the man in an attempt to get him to leave her alone, Annie giggled.
"I don't need any help," the woman said in a loud, crackly voice.
Thoughts of her own grandmother melted Annie's heart. The anniversary of her grandmother's death would be in a few weeks, nearly a month before Annie's 25th birthday. Her grandmother had been a very determined person as well. She understood how the woman felt. When you spent your life nurturing your family, you didn't expect people to start taking care of you one day. She sighed. Would she ever find any of her real family? Losing the woman she knew as grandmother had shattered her world, even more than when she found out she was adopted. But in the midst of disappointment and hurt, She had hope.